to download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Lots to do tonight till 11 o'clock. Coming up, like I said, Chicago Tribune's Michael Phillips is going to be here. He's going to see the premiere of Vacation tonight. He's going to come in, and we're going to talk about comparing the new Vacation to the old and the magic and mystery of the Hollywood reboot. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. Well, right now, Commissioner Richard Boykin's calling for a gun violence czar to be appointed by the county. This to oversee and cut down bureaucracy between the area's police and sheriff departments. This is an outgrowth of Commissioner Boykin's plan to curb gun violence in Chicago, which he came on the show to talk about back in June. Commissioner Boykin, welcome back to The Download.
Justin, thank you very much for having me. I'm honored to be back on the show.
So why do we need a gun violence czar?
Well, look, Justin, it was reported that Mayor Emanuel has not spoken with Sheriff Tom Dart in 4 years. Look, we've had over 1,500 people shot this year alone. Since 2013, according to the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office, 80% of the individuals who've been killed by gunshot wounds have been African American. 2013, 80%, 2014, 80%. 2015, 81% year to date. Look, there has been a collective failure in terms of putting forth policies and plans or implementing programs or whatever to reduce gun violence in the city of Chicago and the county of Cook. If we're truly, want to reduce gun violence, then we got to communicate. Well, one, the mayor is not communicating with the chief law enforcement officer of Cook County. That says that he's not really serious about reducing the level of gun violence. Now, look, gun violence, Justin, has cost the county and the city billions of dollars. It is a drain on our Cook County hospital system. It's a drain on our court system. It's a drain on our Cook County jail. And it's a drain on the communities that have to endure this level of gun violence.
Commissioner, let me ask you, though. Let me just ask you, I mean, but what you're asking for with a gun violent czar, you know, the problem is that, you know, as we've seen before, adding another politician to the mix, adding, you know, another level of bureaucracy doesn't always work. How do you make sure that just adding another body to the sort of hierarchy of administrators is going to get the job done?
Justin, I would argue that this is not adding another elected official or politician to the mix. This is actually going to help streamline things. This is a person, the person who will be appointed to this position will have unimpeachable credibility and the ability to transcend politics by bringing people together who so far have been unable to cooperate around the issue of gun violence. I would argue that putting a person in place who can work with the city and work with other municipalities around the county like Maywood and others who've experienced high levels of gun violence will help to marshal our resources together and focus on those communities that have been hit hard by violence. But this will help to reduce the cost of gun violence to the city, to the county. And in turn, this person will more than pay for themselves. So this is not a matter of increasing budgetary costs. This is a matter of saving lives. This is a matter of life and death. Mm-hmm. Now, look, elected officials, our number one responsibility, Justin, is to make sure that people we represent are safe. And we got to provide for public safety. Look, we don't have businesses in certain parts of our city, West Side being one of them, because public safety. I mean, businesses are concerned about the level of gun violence. So they're never going to bring a business in, and they're never going to create economic development and job growth and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Because of the level of violence. Look, these communities are what I would term endangered communities. These are people who are living in these communities like Austin, East and West Garfield, Lawndale, Englewood, Greater Grand Crossing, Roseland. These are folks who are living in these communities who are subject to be shot or subject to be killed by gun violence just by virtue of the community that they live in. We haven't been able to come up with a plan that people can get behind. And so I believe that this individual appointment of a gun violence czar will shine the spotlight on this issue and will bring the coordination that we really need to cut across the city, the county, and that sort of thing.
Commissioner Boykin, how would you make a gun violence czar accountable? I mean, would they report to the county? Would they report to Cook County President Tony Preckwinkle? Would they report to the mayor? I mean, how do you see it working out when it comes to who they report to?
Under the ordinance that we introduced today, Justin, they would actually report to the Cook County Board. In other words, they would provide monthly updates to the Cook County Board in terms of progress on reducing the level of gun violence that's currently existing. Look, it's a matter of crisis. It's a state of emergency in many of these communities. Again, these are what we're talking about are endangered communities. I mean, Justin, black people make up 25% of the population of the county and 80% of the gun deaths in Cook County. That's unheard of. It's unconscionable. It's shocking to the conscience of a civilized city or county.
Commissioner Boykin,
so we must do something to ameliorate and abate this issue of gun violence.
Well, we had you on last time. You know, you were talking about your 8 or 9 point plan to
7 point plan.
7 points. So I gave you two more points. but when we talked about it, you know, you had talked. The big thing about it was, you know, you had talked about teaching parents. There was some communication stuff in there. There were resources. There was talk about this exact thing you're talking about, where the Cook County Sheriff's Office and the Chicago Police Department have more communication. But how has that been received? Because when we talked, you said that, you know, you were going to have a meeting with Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. You were going to, you know, try and bring different people to the table. Has anyone responded to that plan that you put out last month?
Justin, I'm proud to say that there is a lot of support for the 7-point plan. We introduced it right after Memorial Day weekend. 49 people shot over that weekend, 12 people killed. And so we came up with the 7-point plan. You talked about parenting workshops. Look, I believe if we had parenting workshops, Amari Brown would be alive, the 7-year-old who was killed over the July 4th weekend. Look, just this past weekend, Justin, we had a 12-year-old kid in Lawndale who was riding his scooter after midnight, got shot in the back after midnight. And so the second point is strict enforcement of curfew. Third point is expansion of therapeutic courts, drug courts, mental health courts, put more funding into mental health programs. But let me tell you where we are on that. So a number of people have announced their support for it. And the budget process in the county, we're going to push pieces of it. I've already introduced a bill that will come up on July 29th in the county that will provide for stiffer penalties for people who are caught carrying illegal assault weapons in Cook County. It raises the fine from $1,000 to $5,000. That's as high as we could go, and that's as much as we could do. I need the General Assembly to act and provide enhanced sentences for these individuals who are caught carrying illegal guns. In New York, Justin, they've made it kryptonite to carry a gun illegally. And so hence, we have more shootings in the city of Chicago than they've had in both Los Angeles and New York combined. Why? Because they've taken the leadership roles and they've taken, you know, and implemented plans to help reduce gun violence in those big cities. We have to do the same here. Mm-hmm. Look, if we don't do it, then we're basically saying, Justin, that we don't care about this level of gun violence and that we're okay with it.
Commissioner Boykin,
that's the case. We must stand up and we must act now.
Let me ask you, what's the next steps for something like this? You said you put the ordinance in for the gun violence czar today. What has to happen for it to get through?
Well, look, Justin, you know, President Preckwinkle raised the sales tax within record time. It was 3 weeks from the time that she announced that she wanted the additional 1% sales tax in the county of Cook, making us the most regressive tax structure in all of America, burdening the poor and those who are working class poor. So she did that in rapid time. I would hope that she would show the same level of urgency, sense of urgency with respect to appointing a gun violence czar. Now, look, I think there ought to be some communication between President Preckwinkle and the mayor on this issue because, you know, you want to have cooperation. But hey, again, Justin, he has not spoken to the chief law enforcement officer in 4 years. That's unheard of if you want to reduce violence in the city of Chicago and Cook County. Now, I also would ask this. I would ask that the Archbishop, Blaise Cupich, actually convene a meeting of all of the elected leaders in the city of Chicago and around.
Well, that'd be something, yeah.
Pull them together in a room, lock the door, and say, we're not leaving out of this room until we have a concrete plan. Boykin, present your seven-point plan. What points of this plan can we all get behind, can we all agree with? And, you know, the people are owed a plan. Look, since 2013, Justin, 80% of the people killed from gun violence wounds, gunshot wounds, black in the county, 80%. We make up 25% of the county. That is unconscionable.
Well, there's no doubt that the people of Cook County are owed a plan. Commissioner Richard Boykin has one. Is it the right one? We'll find out. Commissioner Boykin, thanks for joining us tonight on The Download.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate you.